My ancient home. It's often said that our country has four distinct seasons. In my home prefecture, we enjoy the seasons too, even though we don't have any beaches and don't get much snow either. In the summer, many people go south to enjoy the sea, and in the winter, they go north for the snow. I often travel out of my prefecture too, but if I want to fly or to use the Shinkansen, I have to go to my neighboring prefecture first. Since we don't have an airport and the Shinkansen doesn't stop here either. Sounds like quite an inconvenient place, right? But this prefecture actually used to be very prosperous. I wonder if you know what prefecture I'm talking about? Let me share a little more about it and see if you can guess. There's a famous mountain nearby that I like to visit in spring. Many tourists come here too to see the cherry blossoms. There are more than 30,000 cherry trees on the mountain. There's a legend that says cherry blossoms first came from this mountain. But I don't think that's really true. Although, there's a type of cherry blossoms named after this mountain. A long time ago, some gardeners from Edo visited, and they were fascinated by the beauty of the cherry blossoms in this area. So, they used the mountain's name for them. To be honest, I'm not sure if that is true either. But that is what I was told when I was young. Anyway, the blossoms are very beautiful, so I definitely recommend visiting. My prefecture is beautiful in the autumn season too. The changing colors of the leaves complements and the ancient architecture of the many temples and all the tombs. Perhaps most famous is the park though. Many people come to visit its huge temple, which also has the statue inside. I've heard that the hairstyle of the statue inspired the punch bowl style of haircut that was popular in the 1970s. Although when I tried to look this up, it turned out that the punch perm was actually based on the Afro hairstyle. I guess my prefecture has a lot of urban legends. Anyway, one time when I was in elementary school, I was eating my lunch in this park. I put my lunchbox down beside me and turned to talk to my friend. As I was talking, I didn't notice something approaching me from behind. When I turned to pick up my lunchbox again, it was gone. I turned around and there was a very content looking animal making a snack of my lunch. This kind of thing happens frequently in this park, so be careful if you visit. Of course, you can buy snacks for the animal in the park if you actually want to feed them. Speaking of food, my home prefecture is also famous for specific fruits. This fruit also appears in the famous hike written by Masao Gashiki. One day, he was taking a break in a kind of a cafe near a temple. He was eating this fruit when suddenly the bell of the temple rang. Inspired by the autumn feeling of that moment, he composed his haiku poem, How Wabi-Sabi. Finally, my prefecture recently made an appearance in an anime. Do you know that character Tanjiro from the anime Demon Slayer? One scene involved Tanjiro fighting with the long-nosed goblin, the Tengu, which he sliced in two. After that, the Tengu turned into sliced stone. This scene was based on a village in my prefecture, and if you visit the village, you can see the real stone. Well, Those are the hints I have for you today. Do you know what my prefecture is now?